Right in front of the Komura Memorial Library's imposing front gate stand two neatly trimmed plum trees. Inside the gate, a gravel path winds past other beautifully manicured bushes and trees, pines and magnolias, caria and azaleas, with not a fallen leaf in sight. A couple of stone lanterns peek out between the trees, as does a small pond. Finally, I get to the intricately designed entrance. I come to a halt in front of the open front door, hesitating for a moment about going inside. This place doesn't look like any library I've ever seen. But having come all this way, I might as well take the plunge. Just inside the entrance, a young man is sitting behind a counter where you check your bags. I slough off my backpack, then take off my sunglasses and cap. "Is this your first visit?" he asks me in a relaxed, quiet voice. It's slightly high-pitched, but smooth and soothing. I nod, but the words don't come. The question takes me by surprise and makes me kind of tense. A long, freshly sharpened pencil between his fingers, the young man studies my face for a while. The pencil is yellow, with a rubber at the end. The man's face is on the small side, his features regular. Pretty rather than handsome might describe him best. He's wearing a button-down white cotton shirt and olive-green chinos, with not a single wrinkle on either. When he looks down, his longish hair falls over his brow, and occasionally he notices this and fingers it back. His sleeves are rolled up to the elbows, revealing slender white wrists. Delicately framed glasses nicely complement his features. The small plastic name tag pinned to his chest says Oshima. Not exactly the type of librarian I'm used to.